North Korea tested a high-thrust rocket engine, celebrating what it called the new birth of its rocket industry, just as Secretary Tillerson was in China wrapping up his visit to Asia. News of the test came not long before he met with Chinese President Xi Jinping. During his visit, he stressed that the U.S. and China both feel a sense of urgency about the situation with North Korea.
We've committed ourselves to do everything we can to prevent any type of conflict from breaking out. And we view there are a number of steps that we can take that are in front of us.
He did not say what steps they might take, and it's still unclear whether they see eye to eye on the issue. Before Tillerson arrived in Beijing, President Donald Trump tweeted that China is not doing enough. Beijing says it's everyone's job to implement the sanctions and restart talks. Earlier in Seoul, Tillerson stated that 20 years of diplomatic and other efforts to end North Korea's nuclear programs have failed. He also said all options are on the table, including military measures. Some argue it's not a tougher approach that is needed, but direct talks without preconditions. Analyst James McKeon spoke with VOA via Skype.
Of course, there's no guarantee of success, but right now the status quo isn't working. Time is not on our side. The North Koreans continue to advance their nuclear and ballistic missile capabilities to the point where they're now not necessarily testing their missiles, they're showing off their missiles' capabilities.
North Korea conducted its latest missile test earlier this month. Working together to get the North to change course is something U.S. and China's leaders need to work out face to face. Secretary Tillerson discussed a future visit with Xi Sunday. The meeting between Xi and Trump could take place as early as next month. Nike Chin, VOA News, Beijing.